I don't see anything at all, Sheldon.
Now, you're the doctor, but I'm constantly hearing this annoying sound.
Me too.
Is it a high-frequency whistle?
No, it's more of a relentless, narcissistic drone.
Yep, there's no inflammation at all, Sheldon.
Then it must be a tumor.
Seriously doubt it.
Maybe it's a lingering bacterial infection from all those childhood toilet swirlies.
Is that possible? I used to get those all the time. Even in church.
Well, you know, if it is from a swirly, there's something I can do. Ready? Circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you have a cootie shot. I'm going to bed.
Okay, I'll be right in.
Okay.
It's not enough that she mocks me, but that isn't even the correct procedure for a cootie shot.
Do you understand that Stephanie's not here to treat your imaginary ailments?
How is it imaginary that I keep hearing an octave above middle C? Is that imaginary? I don't think so.
Good night.
Leonard, there's one more thing. Under Article 1, Section 3 of our roommate agreement, I'm calling an emergency meeting.
No, you're not.
Leonard moves the meeting not occur. Is there a second? None heard. The motion fails. I'd like to begin the meeting by congratulating you on the progress in your relationship with Dr. Stephanie.
Thank you.
And that being said, we have to discuss the implementation of the agreed-upon cohabitation rider, which has been activated now that the two of you are living together.
We're not living together.
I beg to disagree. A girlfriend shall be deemed, quote, living with, unquote, Leonard, when she has stayed over for A, 10 consecutive nights, or B, more than 9 nights in a 3-week period, or C, all the weekends of a given month plus 3-week nights.
That's absurd.
You initialed it, see? L-H, L-H, L-H.
Okay, no, wait, I only initialed it because I never thought it would happen. I initialed another clause naming you my sidekick in case I get superpowers.
Yes, you did. Now, to review, the following provisions are hereby activated in the refrigerator. As opposed to us having two separate shelves and one communal shelf, the three of us now get individual shelves and the door becomes communal. Next, apartment vacuuming shall be increased from 2 to 3 times a week to accommodate the increased accumulation of dead skin cells. Third, the bathroom schedule. Now, I'm given to understand women have different needs, so we'll have to discuss that.
I'm going to bed.
But at least take this with you. Look, and have Stephanie initial. Here, 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 here. And here. This states that she does not now, nor does she intend to play a percussive or brass instrument.
No, absolutely not.
It's not a big deal. We have latex gloves.
I don't care what the symptoms are. My girlfriend is not going to give you a prostate exam.
Hi, Sheldon.
Good morning, Dr. Stephanie. I trust Leonard satisfied you sexually last night.
Oh, good God. Sheldon, we don't ask questions like that.
But I heard you ask it over and over. How is it inappropriate for me to ask it once?
He did very nicely.
But see? She's not offended. And now you finally have an answer.
Out of coffee, need coffee. Hello.
Hi. Stephanie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are?
I'm Penny. I live across the hall.
I've heard a lot about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a thing about you.
Leonard, why haven't I heard a thing about this woman who lives across the hall and comes into your apartment in the morning in her underwear?
She's heard about you because we're, you know, involved, and you haven't heard about her because I never slept with her, I swear.
In Leonard's defense, it wasn't for lack of trying.
Thank you, Sheldon.
You're welcome, Leonard.
Look, I'm just saying, Penny is one of our many neighbors, you know, and in our building, neighbors come and go. Well, it's very casual, no dress code. In fact, some mornings, I'll just mosey down to the third floor in my pajamas and have cereal with Mrs. Vardabedian.
Really? I've never once been invited to have cereal with Mrs. Vardabedian.
She doesn't like you. You have a gallbladder to remove,
yeah.
And I have to get in the shower, and Penny has clothes to put on, so...
Well, it was very nice meeting you.
Nice to finally meet you, too. And I'll see you tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
What could I possibly have done to offend Mrs. Vardabedian?
So, that's Stephanie, huh?
Why do I feel like I'm the one that just got the prostate exam?
Yeah, she seems very nice.
Oh, she is. She's terrific. Yeah, and she's proving to be a valuable roommate.
Roommate? You guys are living together?
Like hippies.
We're not living together.
Do I have to pull out the paperwork again?
We're not living together.
Are you sure?
How could I not be sure?
Well, let's find out.
Don't you think if a woman was living with me, I'd be the first one to know about it?
Sweetie, you'd be the last one to know about it. Cute dresses. I bet this looks great on you.
We're not living together.
Okay. Scented candles, fuzzy slippers. Ooh, floral bed sheets.
We're not living together.
Okay, moving on. Who are these guys at Disney World?
The big dog is Goofy. And the older couple with the mouse ears, I have no idea.
We're not living together!
You're gonna go down swinging, huh? All right, well, we got your body lotion, your In Style magazine, your jewelry box.
We're not... Where's my bat signal?
You have a bat signal?
I did. It was right here. She must have... Oh my God, we're living together.
Really? What was your first clue?
New pants?
Yeah. Stephanie got them for me.
Nice. Cotton?
Actually, I think it's more of a wool fire ant blend.
So the girlfriend's buying clothes for you, huh? Sounds serious.
Well, it is, actually. In fact, I gave it a lot of thought, and I decided it was time for us to live together.
Oh, Leonard, huge mistake. There's a whole buffet of women out there, and you're just standing in the corner eating the same deviled egg over and over again.
At least I have an egg. What do you have?
A veritable smorgasbord of potential sexual partners. See the blonde over there? I can hit on her and you can't.
So go hit on her.
She's not my type.
Too bad, because she was checking you out before.
She was?
Of course not. Look at her.
I don't care what you guys think. Stephanie and I are very happy living together. I will give either of you $20 right now to trade pants with me.
Sheldon, what are you doing here?
Hang on. 130 over 80. It's a little high. We can attribute that to the stress of sneaking past the security desk.
Where did you get the stethoscope and the blood pressure cuff?
My Aunt Marion gave them to me for my 12th birthday. She thought if I failed at theoretical physics that I should have a trade to fall back on. And by the way, the blood pressure cuff is called a sphygmomanometer.
Thank you.
Didn't they teach you that in medical school?
I'm kind of busy here, Sheldon.
I understand. All I need is for you to authorize these tests.
a cardiac stress test, a full body MRI, an electromyogram, a CBC, baseline glucose, upper GI.
Yeah, oh, and an exploratory laparoscopy. The last time I had hiccups, it felt like my diaphragm was just going through the motions.
Go home, Sheldon.
Can I at least have the upper GI? I already drank the barium.